Hello, can you put me through to the police, please?
Police, thank you.
Sorry, I rang a second ago and the phone was playing, but I couldn't speak. Hello, how are you doing? I've been contacting you in regards to issues I've been having in my house. You just recently, yesterday, sent a police officer out to my house, and he wasn't able to deal with any of the ongoings for some reason. He's passed it along to another gentleman. Every time I phone your call centre in regards to my neighbours attacking me, they're flushing the toilet every time I go to the toilet above my head. They're continuously banging above me when I'm getting in the bath. I understand the noise talks, yeah, of law, civil litigation. I understand that Christy Fee Davy is the first ever people banging at each other, which caused noise pollution. The police keep saying this is a noise crime. If you check on your computers, I've called you over 130 times in regards to getting assaulted by these neighbours that I once helped. Now, they keep saying, you keep saying it's a noise problem. I'm very upset that you've not realised that this has turned into hate crime, which is a crime because it says hate crime, and then from hate crime it's turned into attempted manslaughter. I want these people prosecuted for attempted manslaughter against me in my own home.
Why is it attempted manslaughter?
Because what it says,
Okay,
if we go through this very slowly, yeah, you understand that we live in the UK and that we live under our human rights, which is the 1998 human rights and 1942 and our continental human rights. In our human rights, just in Article 2, it says the right to life. I have that within the UK, yeah. Now, when somebody tries to take away my right to life, that becomes attempted manslaughter or attempted murder. Now, also, Article 3 of my human rights says that if any person physically assaults me or physically or mentally assaults me, both of them, so if they touch me or they physically assault me, not touching me, yeah, this will amount to torture. So it says that in Article 3, physical or mental sufferings, yeah, which are, right now I'm complaining about mental sufferings, that they're mentally attacking me and my sanity, and that this is amounting to, the way that they're attacking me will leave me in a hospital and could leave me in and leave me with heart pains, anxiety. I'm having heart anxiety, anxiety, pains in my heart. I keep writing to the council.
Okay, can I stop you there? Okay, so basically what you're saying, you don't feel that it's been dealt with adequately. Yeah,
230 phone calls to yourself. I've got over 300 video evidence.
I'm just trying to establish the facts here. So
yeah, that's correct.
Do you want to make a complaint? Because I can't comment on the way police have dealt with it, okay? I don't know.
But you can handle a case from this second that I'm informing you. My neighbours woke me up again this morning attacking me. Yeah?
And okay, they're so not doing how it, are they attacking you?
What they're doing is they're getting pots and pans from in their kitchen. They're entering their front room with the pots and pans, and they're smashing the pots and pans above where I sleep. They're also doing this when I go into the bathroom. In their bathroom, they have laminated...
So they're being extremely noisy, and
Not extremely noisy. When I go, they eavesdrop into my privacy, yeah, into my private home, and they listen to what room I enter into. When I enter into them rooms, yeah, they will follow me into them rooms with their hate crime, and they will try to cover up their fabricated statements that they've made. Yeah, they're trying to cover up the fabricated statements and the fact that they've killed my unborn child in my own flat. I've got the medical notes of my child.
How have they done that?
They put me and my partner through so much mental stress in our homes, and you's not protecting us, that she had a miscarriage in her own home when we should be safeguarded and have the right to a private and family life, Article 13, with inside of my home. I pay the rent and I'm a secure tenant, and they're not even secure tenants. I'm not allowed to...
Can I speak now? Of course, madam. I do understand what you're saying, okay? But this has already been dealt with, so I can't...
Dealt with by who?
Listen. All I can do, if you're not happy with the outcome, is pass this through as a complaint.
I'm supposed to have a police officer come into my house today.
Listen, I've let you speak.
Please let me speak, okay?
I can pass this through as a complaint. I'll ask a duty officer to call you back to discuss the issue you have. All right, the ongoing issue, and you feel that police haven't been a support to you, and they're not dealing with it appropriately, okay?
When I've called your call centre...
Listen to me, okay? All right? Now, it's not worth keep ranting on at me, because As I say, it's been an ongoing issue. Police have been attending your property.
No, they've attended my property once in twice in 5 years.
But,
both of them
okay.
recordings, I've shown them video evidence of the people attacking me.
Already been dealt with. It's not something I can pass comment on.
What you can do is do what the NSI asked that signed you up to do. CD data. Of course I am, madam.
You're not. I just have a different opinion to you. You're constantly speaking over me.
I just have a different opinion to you, what you're saying your job sets you out to do. Your constitution tells you that you must protect me.
I'll wait until you're ready.
I prefer that. Your constitution tells you if someone calls you for as a CFS, a call for services, which I am calling you, a member of the public, your constitution that you sign, yeah, and so that you can work for the company, the Friendly Association Society
I am going to stop you now, okay? Your NSIR says this. CD data says that you should protect me.
If I give you a graded listed issue, yeah, perjury is of the highest, attempted manslaughter, yeah.
You're not grading your issues.
You need to get a police officer to my house within 60 seconds of someone doing it and take the evidence. Under the evidence at 1941. I'm recording it. I'm going to put this in my report, yeah, and I'm going to play this back to the general public and within the next couple of weeks or months with everything else that I've recorded. I've got your call centres calling me a black bastard, telling me I've been robbed down the phone. I've transcribed every single one of them.
I'll play that to you.
Do you want me to play it to you right now? You stay there right this second, I'll play it to you. Don't challenge me. If I'm telling you I've got the evidence.
Can I please take
a CAD number to this call, please?